Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Wow.
I mean, every time you read one of the chapters in the Gospels that describes Jesus' death on the cross, it is so sobering, humbling, overwhelming. When you think about the magnitude of what was happening in that moment, the darkest day in one sense in all of history, as God in the flesh was nailed to a cross by the people he created, by rebellious sinners, to pay the price for all of our sin, my sin, your sin, all of the sins we've committed against God, that we deserve eternal judgment for, which makes these last three words in John's account of Jesus' crucifixion so awesome. I wish I could think of a better word. I just don't think there is a sufficient word to describe the wonder of Jesus saying, as he pays the price for my sin on a cross and your sin on a cross, assuming you've put your trust in Jesus, he declares, "It is finished." The price has been paid. Jesus has taken your sin and my sin, the sins of all who trust in him, upon himself. And in this moment, he speaks a final word over our sin. It's finished. As far as the east is from the west, a quote from Psalm 103, God has removed our transgressions from us by pouring out the judgment due us upon his son. Romans chapter 3, maybe the greatest paragraph in all the Bible. God has presented Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. God has poured out the judgment we deserve upon his son in our place, so that we might be justified before God through faith in Jesus and his blood, through faith in the finished work of Jesus. There's no more atonement for you and I to do, no more work for us to do to overcome our sin, to remove our sin. Jesus has done all that work. It is finished. And we live today in freedom from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin. It is finished. So be encouraged in a fresh way today with these words from Jesus on a cross. And let's pray accordingly. God, we praise you for presenting your son as a sacrifice of atonement for our sin. Jesus, we exalt you as our Savior, as the one who saves us from our sins, as the one who has paid the ultimate price, endured the judgment we deserve, so that we might be forgiven of all our sins, so that we might be dressed in your righteousness, clothed in your sinless righteousness by faith in you. Yes, we say in a fresh way all over again today, our faith is in you, our trust is in you, and the righteousness you bought for us when you finished this work on the cross. And God, I pray that over the guilty or the ashamed right now, that they would know their guilt has been taken away, their shame has been removed, they are clothed with honor, and that you see all who trust in Jesus as righteous before you. God, help us to live in the joyful standing you have given us before you, and to live out practically this righteousness you've made possible for us. God, help us to hate sin in our lives, to run from it, to turn quickly from it, to resist temptation today, knowing how precious your sacrifice on the cross was for us. God, we pray that you would help us to share with somebody today about the finished work of Jesus. We pray for the spread of this good news to the ends of the earth. God, we pray for Uzbek people in Uzbekistan and surrounding countries. God, we pray for this Muslim people group. The gospel would spread. The finished work of Christ, the good news of Jesus' death on the cross. Even thinking about it, it is finished. Revelation 5, ransom has been paid for every tribe, nation, language, and people. Ransom has been paid for Uzbek moves back people. So bring it about, O God, send laborers into the harvest field, cause success among all those who are working among Uzbek people, for the small number of Christians in Uzbekistan and surrounding countries working with Uzbek people. God, we pray that you give them success, that your finished work, Jesus, would be made known and would spread, we pray, like wildfire among Uzbek people, among all the nations, that all the peoples would know it is finished. The price for sin has been paid by Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.